Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Thunder. Thunder. From down under. Thunder. T-H-U-N-D-E-R. Thunder is this hour's code word. Text the word thunder to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 at our national contest. Message and data rates apply. That number again, 72881. Thunder. Thunder is this hour's code word. Thunder. 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 Lightning and the thunder. Thunder. Okay. I guess we've had enough fun with that now.
You don't want to do it for a little while longer? I mean, it's okay.
Thunder. Thunder. Okay.
I think I've listened to this song
5 zillion times, Vinny. Would you say that's an accurate estimate?
I was going to say 2,000, but 5 zillion, same thing.
Yeah.
Over
lots
and over
of times.
At my house, because my kid loves it.
Mm. Hey, Hooman, are you there?
I sure am.
I got to tell you something.
I'm ready.
Winter's coming.
I know.
Winter is coming.
Dude, I've watched that trailer 100 times.
So you already saw this new one?
Oh,
they
yeah.
announced the premiere date and everything, and you've seen that one?
Peter Dinklage put it on his Instagram.
Oh, you follow him on Instagram? That's smart. Good thinking. Winter is coming. Also, I'm banging my aunt. I just don't know if she's my aunt yet. Spoiler alert.
6 episodes.
Wait, what?
Hmm?
He's banging his aunt?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Jon Snow?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying Peter Dinklage is...
Oh, no. I don't know.
I have a question.
I don't know if Peter Dinklage is banging
will
his
he
aunt.
Will he get the whore he loves back? Or did they kill her?
He killed
Shay,
her.
Shay, he killed her.
He killed her.
He killed her because she was sleeping with his dad.
Oh,
remember
right,
when he...
Right. I forgot. Right. That's too bad. He loved that girl, right?
And she loved him too, I believe.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know.
It's just a bad situation.
Well,
you know, when the dad throws his kid in jail. And
yeah.
It's rough.
And then
well,
the kid
dad
murders
got
his
it.
Dad on the pooper.
In the end.
Yeah, he sure did. God, that show is so good.
Who's going to be on the throne?
Ah! I don't know. I can't wait to find out.
I think he's got blue eyes and pale
white
skin.
Will you stop it? The Night King is not going to win.
Can I tell you my theory?
Yes.
Did you watch the trailer?
No.
You didn't watch the trailer?
This new one? No, I haven't watched
oh,
it yet.
Oh, my God. Then I'll wait till the commercial.
All right, I'll watch it then. This just got handed to me. I didn't know about it. I'm sorry, I'm not following Peter Dinklage on Instagram. I didn't get the news.
Did you
Winter
watch it?
Is... Hold on.
Ben?
I didn't watch it, no.
We'll
but
watch
I'm,
it on
I'm
the
not,
end.
I'll watch when it shows up. I haven't thought... Outside of here, I haven't thought 1 second about Game of Thrones. Zero. Seconds.
So this trailer, though, apparently has Jon Snow grappling with his true parentage.
So in the trailer, they go down to where the statues of everyone who died in the family is.
Right.
And they walk down
the
this hallway.
The family tomb.
The family tomb. And at the end of the hallway is a statue of him, Sansa, and Arya. And my theory is they die. That's why their statues are down in the tomb. Those three are definitely not going to be on the Iron Throne.
Yeah,
this
I think
is
Daenerys
just me.
Is going to get it.
No, that's too obvious.
It is obvious.
Yeah, but
that's what I hope for.
She's who I'm rooting for. I mean, what a struggle. Poor girl. Sold off.
I think
she's 13.
Who's going to die in childbirth?
Oh, maybe it'll be her. Because that baby would solve all the problems.
Oh, it's the baby. We just got it.
Yeah, it's the baby of her that Jon Snow's going to put in her.
You really think a story like this has happily ever after?
No.
Yes.
No, I think
this is a freaking fairy tale,
dude. The Winter King.
No! The Winter King cannot win. No, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Don't be silly. You're so crazy. You're so crazy. It'd be pretty weird to get us attached to all these characters just to have them all murdered by the Winter King.
How did the show start? The first episode.
Doesn't matter.
I'm saying
they all have to join together to fight this common enemy. if the common enemy wins, what was the point of the whole thing? Westeros obviously is a place that's just ruled by the Night King.
I mean, I'll give you that. You had read the books, or did you read the books before the first
yes.
episode? Okay, so
yeah.
you'd read them, you knew. But I'm watching this show where I think this guy is the main character, and they lop his head off 30 minutes in. Spoiler alert.
The last episode of the first season.
Yeah.
It is pretty crazy, though, isn't it? Like, no one saw that coming who hadn't read the books.
Oh. Whose statue did you say was there?
Sansa, Arya, and Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Someone is saying, I think this is through Reddit, someone is saying that they think that the statue depicts Jon Snow as an old man and the other ones as the age that they are now.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they think
maybe. That could be.
Oh, he's going to kill Arya and Sansa?
Hold on. No, the Night King's going to kill them, and he might be the one on the throne. Let me look at the trailer for the 100th one time.
Killing everybody. Listen, he's definitely going to kill some people.
Right. Absolutely.
He's got that. I don't want to give any more spoilers.
Well,
everyone, can you please get caught up on the best show of all time?
What story? What's your story? Or did we just bring this up to talk about it?
The story is the date.
Oh,
we know when winter's finally coming, and it's April 14th.
Super.
That is the date of the first of the final six episodes in the final season of the Game of the Goddamn Throne, which will finally be over.
Thank God.
I actually am sad that it's going to end, but I'm so sick of spending my entire life waiting for this show to get here.
Right.
Like, between each season, I'm like, why do 4 years have to go by? And why do I still care about winter getting here?
Uh-huh. I'd like to end this part of my life.
It would be nice to just have it. Have
Let
it,
me close that
you
book.
Know, put an end on it.
Vinny, too.
Not me. So they're right. The statue of Jon Snow is a lot older than the other statues.
So Arya and Sansa look really young? That's
yeah,
kind of sad.
They're for sure getting killed.
That's too bad. Especially Arya. Arya is right up there with Peter Dinklage as my favorite character.
650 says, I got pregnant the day of the finale of Game of Thrones, had the baby, and I'm pregnant again with my next kid. I'll be 20 weeks by the time the new one comes out.
Oh, my God. I had the kid, got pregnant with another one.
Oh, gosh.
That's funny. Anyway, so there's a teaser. Let's see. I don't know. I guess I'll watch it. Can you remind me? Let's watch it during the break. I want to see that.
You got it.
I want to have a look at those tombstones. Super creepy, like, to think that, you know, I mean, I guess if you own a castle, that's what you do. You put your dead people in the basement.
Yeah,
but right. It is kind of creepy. You know, they walk down the hall. There's all these people, you know, stone people looking at you.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Well, think about all the bodies under the buildings in Vegas.
Oh. Yeah. Is that where they murdered everyone and just put them into the concrete?
Don't they?
That's isn't not that, good for the strength of the concrete.
Isn't that how that
yeah.
went down?
Sure. Cement. Oh, no. Cement shoes are for when they're going to sink in the river, right?
Right. That's not
that's
not
mobster
Vegas.
Style.
Yeah, lobster style. All right.
A mobster.
Oh. Or lobsters, you know.
Sure.
I'm starving.
Oh, my God. I'll have a lobster.
Yeah. You are?
Are you making some?
I'll have that.
I thought you had a cold.
I do.
You're not hungry?
You know, no, I'm hungry all the time, Vinny. It's me.
All right.
Vinny, have you met me? So I took one half of like a, what are these called? DayQuil.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like it's kicking in.
Oh, you mean instead of taking two, you took one?
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, I don't want
to. They recommend two, huh?
They do.
You know, over the weekend, speaking of food, we had friends over. The McCutcheons came over for football on
all
Saturday
right.
night. And the missus made carnitas, which is pork.
Yum. Mm-hmm.
And so normally if I'm going to get a taco, there's 10 tacos I'll pick before pork. I just will. I'll have
chicken, steak, shrimp,
right, yeah, whatever. All the tacos bean. Before I get to the pork. It came out so good. And as I'm eating it, I'm thinking, this is the best taco I think I've ever had.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah. And it was.
Was
it
she all
shredded?
Like, oh,
it was shredded, but it had been cooking in the.
What
they call it, the crock pot
yeah.
for
Instapot.
Half the day.
She's got an Instapot,
no,
doesn't she?
No, it wasn't the Instapot okay. for this, though. And it just cooked most of the day.
Yeah.
The time we got around it, it was.
Carnitas.
Mm-hmm.
And I only say that because you should try it. If you have a slow cooker or of that, whatever, mm-hmm. it came out unbelievable.
Never yeah. post the recipe up.
I like
wasn't,
to put
there
it,
wasn't an, there was no recipe.
Just put it in water.
I like
we bought
to either,
good meat and yeah. salt and pepper.
Yeah, that's really all you need.
And you don't, it doesn't have to be in some liquid in there?
No, I don't know
you
what
could,
she put in there. But.
You know, some broth.
Okay.
Put some in, a couple spices in there, but I like to crisp it up by putting it in a pan.
First.
Or, no, after.
Oh.
After you shred it, put it in the pan and crisp it up, or put it in the oven and crisp it up.
It was unreal.
Mm.
And then CanePerformance.com came by randomly after church, and we're like, dude, we have a whole ton of food here. Get in here. Had a little party. All of a sudden, we're having
a party.
You're the hostess with the mostest.
You're a good hostess.
Well, that wasn't me.
You guys have a bunch of leftovers?
I'd have been like, don't answer the door.
Oh, my God.
Everybody,
don't
lie.
There's someone at the door. Don't move. Don't make a sound.
And not because it's Cane Performance, just because it's too many people. What? You can't have more people. But no, we had a great time. Cool. But carnitas. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So good.
I love food.
Woo! Served the whole party and leftovers.
Yeah.
Oh, I
get
love
a lot
leftovers.
Of food off of carnitas. Mm-hmm. Roast carnitas.
Damn it.
You got a text, John.
I was thinking that would be really nice.
Pork tacos tonight, John.
Sounds so good.
It was.
Megyn Kelly. She's just got, she got her pay. She's going to get the rest of her contract.
Paid.
So she's getting $69 million.
Dang.
There's no non-compete, so she can go back to work whenever she wants, and they're just going to cut her a check.
I'm surprised about that part, but I do think that they gave her all the money and lured her away and thought they had a jackpot, and then they went, how do we use her?
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like bad casting on their part.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it was not, it didn't work out from the beginning, and by the time they got rid of her, it seemed like they were looking for any excuse.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that was off color, it's gone.
But
she's
none
gone.
Of it was out of character for
no,
her.
No, what did they
the
expect? She's
makes,
a Fox News chick.
Yeah, like, NBC, what is your deal, dude?
And I really thought, too, that it was, the whole thing left a bad taste in my mouth. Like, it's fine, you know, have your politics, and I thought she was really good on Fox News. Like, she argued her side well, and whatever. I mean, she was somewhat likable. And then she had basically renounced all her politics when she came over to NBC. Like, she really made statements. It was like, I said things I didn't believe. I towed the company line. I blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow. That seems like such a lame thing to say. I don't know. I mean, I feel like, well, I guess,
maybe
you know.
Maybe they made her say that.
Maybe. Who knows?
Didn't
right.
They try to fit maybe. Her in the role as Miss Nice Guy. And
right. I'm like, no, she's like she's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, last year Fox News said, we don't want her back. But you never know. And it sounds like she's got something lined up. A few days ago, she told TMZ she'll be back on the air this year. I don't know if it was me. I'd take my $69 million and be like, sayonara, everybody.
Right.
Well, she's how old is she?
Young. I don't know.
She's pretty young. Yeah. I mean, I don't doubt that she feels like, oh, I have 10 more years of this.
Easily.
And I have all the money.
Mm. And now I can pick and choose.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of disgrace.
She's 48.
Oh.
Oh.
She's young.
She looks great. Mm-hmm. Speaking of disgraced TV personalities, Billy Bush is in talks to return to Extra.
Yeah.
And they should have taken him back years ago. The person who should have been fired is the guy who actually said the bad stuff, not the guy who giggled along because he was on camera. He was fired more than 2 years ago because of his involvement in that Donald Trump grabbing by the woohoo tape. And it looks like he may be getting his old job back.
I don't remember. I want to say that wasn't the show, though, was it?
No, he was on Good Morning.
No. Oh. I mean, the video that was released was never actually the show and never aired.
Oh, no,
it was,
right. That was footage like, that was in addition
right.
to whatever he had.
That bothers me about
that. On?
That's like one of those things where that wasn't the show. The guy wasn't on the air. You should have never.
And he can't tell someone what not to say. Like, that guy just happened to be in with the dude saying all the bad stuff. The dude with the bad stuff goes on to be president, and the guy who was just like, okay, whatever, buddy. I'm here doing this interview thing because that's what I get paid to do. And that guy gets fired and disgraced over the whole thing.
That show was.
I think it broke up his marriage.
Access Hollywood.
Access Hollywood, that's right.
Well, so if that broke up his marriage, then the marriage was not
right, maybe.
Very strong.
I don't know.
Can you imagine if you came home after a bit you did and John goes, well, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. That didn't break up his marriage.
You know, though, sometimes people take things and it changes them. Like that, for that to have happened to him, who knows? I mean, who knows? We're not in that guy's marriage, but supposedly.
He probably went into a deep depression.
Right, he was so troubled over the whole thing. And look, it is a public humiliation, a public disgracing of Billy Bush. I say give him back his job immediately. Like that, I just, I was pretty bummed by how all that went down.
Yeah.
But I get bummed at a lot of stuff. So here's something else. Not that I'm bummed about. I think this is funny as hell. Because Kanye West is crazy. I mean, sorry, people who hate people who use the word crazy. but he is.
He might have a mental issue.
Yes, he's, well, okay, sure. That sounds less harsh. He was supposed to headline Coachella. They say he was signed to do it.
And
2 days before the lineup was announced, they wound up parting ways. He backed out. They signed him to do it. So Coachella, is that the one with the two weekends with the same lineup?
Yep.
All right. So he was supposed to headline. And so here's the weird part, because it's Kanye, so of course there's a weird part. He had wanted to design and build a giant dome in the middle of the festival grounds just for his performance. So he gets signed, and he's like, well, I want to have some creative control over this. And they're like, yeah, you can have some creative control over, you know, whatever, your stage set, blah, blah, blah. So he designs this freaking dome that he wants to build. So everyone has to work around this dome, and no one can use the dome except for his performance. Then you come into the dome. And they're like, well, but where you want to put the dome is like where the bathrooms are. So, no. And he was so pissed they wouldn't move the bathrooms and build him his dome that 2 days before they announced the lineup, he split.
Wow.
Kanye's crazy. He became irritated, they say, declaring that I'm an artist with a creative vision. We shouldn't be spending my time talking about porta potties. And then apparently talks also broke down between Kanye and the Governor's Ball Festival in New York. It's not clear if that if the dome idea had anything to do with it, but he's a lot, you know. You really got to brace yourself before you take on Kanye West. Okay, we're going to have Kanye West headline the show. Everybody batten down the hatches. Let's nail the furniture to the ground. Here he comes. I have a couple NFL things here.
Okay.
That I want to do. First of all, they're finally officially announcing the lineup for the Super Bowl halftime show, and that is Maroon 5 with Travis Scott and Big Boy from Outkast, who's from Atlanta, where the game's going to be. No word on Cardi B. There was a lot of talk that they were having trouble finding the special guest to appear with Maroon 5. Billboard says that Travis only agreed to do it if the NFL agreed to join him in donating $500,000 to DreamCorps, which is a social justice charity. Sources say that Black Lives Matter and several other nonprofits may also be receiving donations. But it does look like, officially, Travis Scott and Big Boy from Outkast will be the special guests when Maroon 5 headlines the Super Bowl halftime show. It's February 3rd. The other thing is...
That's huge for Big Boy.
It's great.
Huge.
I mean, that is a global audience. Cody Parkey.
The kicker.
Yeah. I'd be feeling a little bit better.
Why?
Because you remember the Goose Island Brewery said...
Oh, the setup with the similar kick distance
right.
For random people to try.
Because I guess Goose Island was so mad at people saying, look, this guy should have made the kick. I could have made that kick. And they said, oh yeah, come make the kick. And if you can make the kick, we'll give you a year's supply of our beer. Apparently it's illegal to say I'll give you a year's supply of beer. So they had to change the prize. They changed it to, let me see if I can find it here.
Coupons for a year's supply?
No, it was good, actually. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find it. I'll get to it at some point as I read the story.
Okay.
So anyway, over 100 people tried to make this kick. 101 of them. And none of them did.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Let's see. So they set up goalposts in the street outside their building. They offered free beer for a year, and it was 0 and 101.
What's funny, do they say if anyone was hurt?
Yes. They put down NFL regulation AstroTurf. The kickers use the same amount of steps that they do in the NFL. Footballs were on a stand. They
right.
weren't snapped to a placeholder or anything. They didn't try to simulate how the kick was tipped, although one contestant did kick it into a bystander's groin.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
So that was tipped in its own way.
Oh, so that's the only injury.
It was snowing.
Uh-huh.
And the first contestant wiped out as he slipped in the snow, so the conditions weren't ideal. That does... A lot of people struggled, though. A lot of people fell. No serious injuries, except to people's pride.
Well, kicking a football in the best conditions, if you're kicking it your hardest to try and make a distance, can be kind of stingy on your foot.
Mm.
Add that it's how? What temperature did you say?
It was cold. It was snowing out. So yeah, they don't. So they're that, not saying the temperature, but it was stormy.
That football would have been a brick.
Yeah. There were a few contestants who got close, but no one ended up winning. And the free alcohol thing against the law. So if anyone had won, they would have gotten an all expenses paid trip to an NFL game of their choice, no matter how many winners there were. And the number of winners is zero. So, since no one could do it, the brewery actually donated $20,000 to the Lurie Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's nice.
It was a charity chosen by Cody Parkey.
I think the other thing I heard after the games this weekend was that Eagles player that had the ball go right through his hands. Mm. He's a guy who, talk about throwing the game away, he took the place of Cody Parkey. Like, the Eagles were coming back. They were about to win that game. It was happening. The Nick Foles magic. And then that guy whiffed on a ball right through his hands. He's the new Cody Parkey.
Clamp down, buddy.
Cody Parkey, you're off the hook.
There's a new clown in town. What's coming up in the news, man?
PG&E makes the news. Let's see here. Oh, random bachelor party attendee and more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, everybody. It's time for Kelly Clarkson tickets.
All right.
Oh, I love this song.
Woo!
Yep. Right now, caller number 9, 800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Kelly Clarkson January 24th at Oracle Arena. Jane has another chance for you at 4:35. So if you love yourself some Kelly Clarkson, you're going to want to keep it here on Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, turn this up. He loves me.
You guys ever do any Kelly Clarkson?
Sometimes we do Since You've Been Gone.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good one to do, though.
Yep.
She's hard to sing because she's so freaking great.
Man.
I can't breathe for the first time. I'm so melancholy.
Yeah.
Did you hear about her TV show?
Which one, The Voice?
No, she's doing that talk show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's happening?
That
is
show
that
is launching, and it's going to launch in advance.
How is she going to do?
It's going to, well, I don't know.
Everyone
but
thinks they can do a talk show.
They gave her slot. They gave Steve's slot
Steve
to
Harvey's
her.
Steve Harvey's slot. He
and
was very
Steve
upset.
Harvey was like, what do you mean? I don't, you told me in the news. I found out on a press release in the news that you're giving away my time slot.
The way so many
Where's
people
Where's he getting
do.
Moved to?
He doesn't know.
Another slot? Another
but he was
part?
Like, because the show is an NBC show. Kelly's is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're, of course they're going to, it's their show. They're not. Like his show's syndicated.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they slot it in.
But he's been doing well for years. So he's surprised and was pretty bitter about it.
Well, they must be trying to go for either a different demo or a younger demo. And
if Kelly can pull it.
Yeah, she'll probably be nervous for the first, you know, how it is, for the first however, and then she'll just be fun.
Yeah. She is a very cool person. Mm-hmm. Like, if anyone's going to have a talk show that works, maybe it will be her. I actually wonder why she'd want to do it. That is a daily grind.
There's a question.
You're a musician. Although, maybe she just wants to, you know, she's got, what does she have, two kids? There is something to be said for a routine, for not being on tour. And now we hear that the only place people make any money is by going on tour. And so maybe she's like, I think I'll find another way to make money. Anyway, Kelly Clarkson tickets. You want them? You got them. 800-400-3697. We'll give them to caller number 9.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years and the January sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. So we'll begin with PG&E as news breaks that they have filed for bankruptcy. So
what is that going to mean? That's not going to mean any kind of electrical interlude.
We're hearing from everybody, including this is from the front page of today's Merck, that No, we won't have power outages. This is their way to protect themselves from the oncoming lawsuits, which are going to be profound.
Yeah.
As people have had injury, property damage, business loss, and of course, the incredible loss of life.
Right.
I don't know what the number is because I didn't have time to find. I think it was almost 200 people. Wow. In the last 2 years.
I think it was 86 in this past the campfire. Mm-hmm. But then there were the ones down. I mean, right. It's
San
hundreds
Bruno,
of people.
Yeah.
So liability costs from the fires force the utility to seek protection. That's what it comes down to. What I think is going to be very important for us as a state is that our new governor stays incredibly plugged in and on it. And this, I'm sure, as a guy who's just taken office, he's probably like, wow, the challenge is profound.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
So he's in a couple of the articles I read as he plans to keep an eye on how everything is. But from everything I hear, we're not going to have any power loss. It's just about them protecting themselves from the liability lawsuits, which are coming.
Of PG&E breaking apart?
I had heard that there were different cities are saying we want to try and figure out a way to have our own power supply.
I don't so
separate
this,
from
this
them.
Goes back to does anybody even really understand how the heck PG&E functions and
no,
operates?
I don't,
because that's where we get to a story that we probably can't cover on this radio station. It's just too murky.
Right.
I know someone had said way back when some of these stories were first breaking. And this was before Gavin took office, so it was Jerry Brown, apparently had signed something saying that, yes, PG&E can pass the costs on to their customers because they have to in order to provide service.
Right.
So none of us want to be in the dark.
No.
So as much as you want to hold them responsible for possibly not taking care of things that should have been done, look. It happens with city governments all the time. How many potholes have you fallen into? And you go, where are my taxes going?
Right.
And that's the minor stuff. And that's, you know, well, we have other things to spend the money on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure PG&E felt that same way. We can't get out and update all of our stuff. We have to spend the money on
ads, promotion.
The CEO, who only had been there since 2017, is gone now.
Right.
And apparently, you know, that's like one of those scapegoat things. The trouble was already there.
Right.
So she's gone. We'll see how that goes. But anyway.
Well, is the move now to anything new will be underground or is there, you know.
Well, sure. But that doesn't fix that.
No,
know, our state,
that we have miles and miles and miles of aging infrastructure.
Janky cables leading from that thing across the street.
Right.
To some old house that's been getting their electricity that way forever.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look good.
No.
So, my next story's fun.
Okay.
This is a fun one.
Great.
Now, I'm not in. Anything
what
that
do you mean?
Well, I anything that involves plans, I'm likely going to say no thanks.
Oh.
I don't like to make plans. I believe most of you who know a surfer will find they don't like to make plans. This goes way back to me being a kid. If you make plans, you will find yourself inevitably in some shirt you don't want to be wearing when the surf is firing.
Right. And you want to be free like a bird.
I need to be able to go do stuff I want in the moment.
Yeah.
And plans always screw that up. This guy, though, he's okay. There you go. Nice. Last week, let's see, a 35-year-old guy named Will Novak in Phoenix. Last week, he got an email about a bachelor party for a guy named Angelo. So Will gets this email.
Yeah.
Except he doesn't know Angelo, and it turns out Angelo's friend sent him the invitation by mistake. They meant to send it to their friend, who's also named William Novak. And his email was only one letter different than Will's.
He was William Novak 24 on
gmail.com. Sure. Will read the email and he thought the bachelor party sounded so fun.
Oh, really?
I'll be back.
It looks like Will Novak, 35, who doesn't know Angelo, is a game guy. He's in. He loves it.
Right.
It's a great idea.
Poor real Will.
The other guy,
back.
Yeah.
Right. He would have loved to go.
The guys are going on a ski trip to Vermont next weekend, and they're supposed to, quote, bring 80s attire and ridiculous awesome get-ups. They're going to make a fun weekend of the whole thing. They're going to go kooky crazy. So Will wrote back and said, quote, I am Will Novak, who lives in Arizona. Vermont seems like a very far way for me to travel for a bachelor party of a guy I've never met. That being said, bleep and count me in. He's going.
Oh, my God.
And Angelo's friends loved the idea. They're like, what a, he's a fun guy, this Will Novak number two.
So there's going to be two Will Novaks there?
There will be.
Oh, that's great.
So Will is going to the bachelor party. He set up a GoFundMe to pay for the plane ticket, car rental, lift tickets, and wedding presents for Angelo, the guy he's never met. And because the situation was so ridiculous, he hit his $750 goal in a few hours.
Oh, my God.
It is on.
Oh. And at right now, it's at $3,075.
Oh, and they said... They did say that. Any additional money raised will go to fund Angelo's first child. And they are costly, by the way.
Oh, so he's going to give any surplus to this dude he doesn't know, you know, just for a future semester of college.
College fund, whatever.
All right. Nice.
Or diapers or name. They are expensive. Mm. Anyone tells you they're not, something's up. They're expensive.
Yeah. They'll sap you.
Yes.
Kids.
The hottest show on Netflix right now is...
Stranger Things?
No.
Bird Box?
Ozark.
No.
Is it a series?
Tidying Up with Marie Kondo is currently the hottest show on Netflix right now.
I saw this so much on Facebook this weekend.
Decluttering.
After you guys talked about it.
Yeah. Well, and now I see, I'm changing the baby's diaper over the weekend, and she like just sitting there and she goes, and throws up on her shirt. And I'm like, oh, great. Now we got to change that. I reach in. It's so gross, man.
No, they really are like a two-way street of head holes.
Oh, great. I got the bottom half and now the top half's ruined.
Comes right back.
I pull the shirt off and I go to reach into the little drawer where I know the new shirts are. And everything is folded differently now.
Oh, rolled.
It's all rolled. Right.
The way Marie likes it.
The Marie Kondo way. Now, this is a girl who, I told you this story when I lived in San Jose, who had the chair.
Yeah.
The chair that was piled.
The cast-off chair.
Halfway to the ceiling with like some clean, some dirty clothes, some maybe wear again clothes, which by the time the pile's so high, none of that's getting worn again.
Right.
It's just this cast-off chair.
Right.
And now she's sitting there folding everything neatly, and it's like a miracle. It's unbelievable the change that has come up. The girl that I started with kept dirty laundry under her pillow, like piles of it.
Mm. Well, pajamas from 5 nights in a row.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, yeah, she never went back for the pajamas. Mm. She just kept piling new ones under there. Who does that? Not her anymore.
Right. Well,
because Marie Kondo's taken over. So check her out, everyone. It's a huge trend. It's going around. According to a new survey, 87% of people say they've gone through the process of decluttering at some point, including 20% who do it thoroughly. So, you know, Marie Kondo.
There's a part of me that really kind of wants to check this Marie Kondo chick out. Another part of me that's like, you know what I don't want to do? Bother. I don't want to go fold things different, and I don't want to...
Just have John do it, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. God, that's a great idea.
Well, look, John's... most of your stuff... Well, you do all the laundry, though.
I do. I fold it. But I don't... I mean, I put away my laundry and I put away John's laundry, but the kids' laundry, I do feel like that's the least I can do.
I'm not doing it. I'm organized. I know where my stuff is. Mm-hmm. Everything's neat, handled. But I love that she's getting her act together. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
who can live like that?
Chaos.
I'm looking at this chair just going, what the hell?
I'm dying to see how long it lasts. When are you going to start opening up that kid's drawers and they're not going to be neatly
Maybe
folded
when she
anymore.
Has to go back to work.
Oh.
Mm. 2 weeks, everyone.
Oh, two weeks.
Mm-hmm. She's so bummed about it.
What do you guys
think? Actually,
do?
I take that back. It's a month.
Oh.
It's 1 month.
Oh, that's good.
It's at some point in February. We don't know yet. We don't know yet. We have a lot of
things to talk about.
The first 6 months have been kind of hairball, but for the most part, we're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
The next 6 months are going to be
Have you looked at nannies?
I don't know what's going to happen.
No, they have a girl. I mean, she'll go to Sue, won't she?
Well, she can't go to Sue till she can walk.
Oh.
So we got a couple of months here where it's going to be crazy. Mm.
Get a nanny. They're free, I heard.
I've got one. It's crazy. I don't know how you're going to deal with two. Mm. It's tough. Tough stuff.
Anyway, it'll be fine, right? I mean, these kids.
Yeah, it will be fine.
Everybody's got them. They all seem to stay alive.
It works out.
Our text number is 800-400-7707 says, love carnitas. There's a food truck in Napa that makes amazing carnitas tacos. I guess I'm having that for lunch.
Oh, my God. I forgot to write to John. I'm going to text him right now. Keep going.
For Pete's sake, please give us the recipe, Christina. My mouth is watering. Now I need carnitas tacos. You know what the other thing is? I think I had four of them before I realized how many tacos I'd eaten.
Uh-huh.
Like I was...
Like soft tortillas?
Yeah.
Corn tortillas?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But they were so good, and I just am making them and shoving them in, and I'm like, I think I've had four of these. I better pull off. I know I'm not hungry anymore, that's for sure.
The only ingredient I don't like that some people put in it is cinnamon.
Oh, there was no cinnamon.
Yeah, I actually hate when people... I feel like that ruins meat dishes.
It ruins it for me.
Like, people put that in the all lamb or season their pork. I'm like, you put cinnamon in it.
Mm. No.
People put cinnamon in rice. I'm like, what are you people doing? What do you think it is, Thanksgiving? Do you think that it's Halloween time? Get your pumpkin spice crap out of my meat.
I like cinnamon on a cinnamon roll.
Yes, that's where it belongs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like getting sweet things. And then also when people put freaking raisins in meat dishes, I'm like, what are you doing?
Why are they?
You tell me. Why are they? That's ridiculous.
209
people out there right now
is asking if the good in Goodrick's name is Sarah's rating for him.
No, it's that he's and he's actually not that good. He's just he's just so much better than Evil Rick. It has nothing to do with the sexual rating.
Better at what?
Being a human.
Oh.
Yeah.
Evil Rick is just plain evil, and Good Rick is just not as evil as Evil Rick.
It's not about the time you joined him and his girlfriend.
It's not, but apparently we're going to be referencing that a lot. That's fun.
Relationship. Oh, God, I'm going to pass out. It's so fun.
Yeah. Me too. It's great. Hey, guys, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to actually get to the charts. There's a really funny story that comes with this week's album chart.
Uh-oh.
And we'll start with that.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.